Well, look, now people know where to get it. So let me ask you this. Do you see yourself now as a writer or as a coach? How do you describe yourself? What comes first?
I would say I'm a coach who happens to write. I think I've been doing this for about 2.5 years, and we've actually written over 550 individual posts. So to say that I wasn't a writer would be kind of incorrect. Still, there's still a little twinge of reluctancy every time I sit down, but you know, I work and my way through that simply because I have a lot of stimulus with the quotes that come my way. So the confidence that I have is that I realize that I'm a pretty decent coach, and I use that coaching voice first and foremost to explore and engage and inquire about the quotes. And then as I capture them, you know, they simply add up to, the book that just went out last week.
And thank you for giving us the privilege of maybe being one of the first to talk to you about your book, at least on the air. So I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate it very much as well.
You know, we started the title of the topic today was building an online audience. You've got a blog. You've got a book. Talk to me a little bit about the strategy of was your goal to build an online audience? What's the value of having an online audience? I mean, is this an ego thing? Is this a money-making thing? I mean, you know, I've heard lots of different answers from people on social media.
Well, that's a good question. What's your take? For me, it's an impact thing. So in a typical week, I work about a 5-day work week. I work about a 9-hour work day. And I usually have between 6 and 7 coaching sessions per day, which allows me to, if they're all about an hour long, you know, I basically have maybe 2 or 3 hours of extra time to do business development and do some other things, including writing. So in a typical week, if I'm interacting with people in this way, it allows me to impact perhaps 35 or so people in a given week or so. So the thought would be, well, you know, if I'm interested in having a little bit of impact, and in my model, which is a very highly focused, engaged activity, not everybody can engage a coach in that particular way or even, for that matter, if afford it. And at the same time, I do believe that people deserve to be supported and coached in improving their professional personal life. So I thought that one way to increase that impact of my coaching voice would be through writing and through a blog and eventually a book. So I was actually found out that was true, that people can take little bite-sized chunks of this. And just the other week, I had somebody from Vietnam, you know, sign up for the Quotable Coach, which could have never happened given that my footprint is still pretty much southeastern Michigan. So for me, it's about impact. As far as money-making, most people who have actually written a book don't make a great deal of money. You could call a book somewhat of an expensive business card, but it does, without question, help build credibility. And I think in the last 10 years, with social media such as LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, which are amplifiers of networking, and amplifiers of sharing value, the combination of the writing and social media increases that awareness. And search engines like Google are kind of all over that. So fortunately, if you did a search for business coach and you put a comma and write the word Michigan in there, right after the paid ads, you would see me pretty much on the first page. And that is very helpful using what we call the pull strategy of marketing, where people want kind of what they want when they want it. So if they're looking for a business coach in Troy or southeastern Michigan or Michigan in general, if they look and put those key words in there, you know, for the last 8 or 9 years through my website and writings and other things, I tend to pop up, you know, reasonably high on the list.
Well, you know, we're going to go to a commercial in a minute, but I want to add one thing to that. I like the explanation. I like the word impact. I mean, that is so much better than ego. I apologize for even using that word. But I want to say that my impression of you is that this is also a pay forward tool for you, that you're a person who likes to give back to the community. And I see your blog and your book in a lot of ways doing that too.
I appreciate that, and you would be correct.
Okay. Barry, don't go away. Producer's going to take us to a commercial, and then we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back, and we're talking to Barry Demp, the Quotable Quotes. Barry, thank you again for being here today.
It's my pleasure.
Barry, talk a little bit. You mentioned that part of your practice is working with other coaches, not your own coach, but I mean, are you training? Are you mentoring? What is your involvement with other coaches?
You know, one of the things that I find pretty intriguing is when I coach a business leader or business executive, one of the most enjoyable things for them is when they become a coach within their institution. It's probably the most satisfying thing that they can do in the course of their day. And all the other stuff that seems to be bureaucratic or a little bit more linear is a little bit less desirable. And at some point during some of these people's journeys, they begin to see that that's really where the fun is and the rest of the job isn't so enjoyable. And maybe that career path has run its course for these people. So they begin to look at, well, what do I want to do next? And that often would include something that looks pretty similar to what they've done before. And they might be 45, 50 or older and say, well, I don't want to do that. And now that I have a choice, now that I've worked with a coach, I can choose and manifest my own destiny. And in some cases, they actually say, I'd like to do what you're doing. So I've coached many leaders and executives to leave corporate America to actually start their own consultative or coaching practice. And that's one source of the types of people that I actually coach to generate their own coaching businesses.
Like you, I have my own coach. I couldn't imagine getting by without a coach. And you mentioned that you have a coach that helps you. You know, are we in the minority there, coaches who believe so much in coaching that they have their own coaches?
I actually don't think so. I think fundamental to coaching is the belief in coaching is that it works, and it worked for me, and to kind of pay that forward. So if we don't walk the talk, so to speak, and exemplify the value and the impact of coaching, we're a little bit out of integrity. You know, I do it, but I don't use one. So over the years, I've had a whole variety of different ones, and at this point in time, I actually work with three different people for different reasons related to my developmental journey. The other side thing that happens with me is many of my clients are highly skilled and talented, and they become pretty good coaches too, and they tend to take a little bit of an interest in what I'm working on. So very often, they can be a sounding board, or we have such a trusting relationship that they can offer a perspective that I might not see myself. So I think the key is being coachable and being open and receptive to those individuals around you. My dad, who's 87, lives with me. He's a coach for me. My wife, Wendy, who's been married to me for 35 years, she's one of the best coaches in the world, and she's always there to keep me on the straight and narrow, too. And even to my two adult kids, my son Daniel, who is 28, and my daughter Rachel, who's 26, they've grown up in a coaching culture within our family. And we kind of help one another throughout the life journeys that we're all on.
I have to ask, is this interest in education passed on to your children, or are they breaking the mold here?
Well, no, they've broken the mold. I think my son is a software developer, and my daughter's actually in healthcare-related insurance sales, and they're both very special people to me.
So what advice would you give to someone that's moving into the coaching world today, that's either thinking of becoming a coach or has recently started coaching? What advice would you give them?
Well, I think you pointed to it a few minutes ago, and that is have your own coach and work on your own life. Because if you represent a work in progress and you can demonstrate and actually experience the value of moving parts of your professional and personal life forward, you can't help but be excited and engaged and enthusiastic about the power of coaching for yourself. And as you go through that process, you simply want to just pay it forward and see that that is a very rewarding skill set. I mentioned my children, but you know, coaching my kids and seeing my kids thrive and do well is probably one of the most satisfying things a person can experience. So having parents have coaching skills, having our teachers have coaching skills to support students being the best that they could be, and helping people kind of navigate their lives far more authentically than the old parental model of, I'm in charge, you're going to do your life the way I want you to do it. So I think just simply coaching in general, the time has come, and I wouldn't expect a new millennium individual to not go to an organization that didn't have something like that to support their rapid growth and development.
Are you seeing more of a movement of companies with their own internal coaches? I mean, you're working with some pretty good-sized companies. They could have their own staff of coaches.
The best way I could put it is I would say that the management within organizations are incorporating and developing coaching skills in their performance management process. They're not just managers. They're just not holding people accountable. They actually see it's their job to support others in being the best that they can be individually and contributing to the best that the organization can be. So I'm not seeing that many internal coaches except in the much larger organizations, but I do see manager as coach as a major, major trend.
I agree. I wish there was more. I wish coaching was a required course in all of our business schools, because I think it is the management model of the future. Is all managers will be coaching managers.